This week marked my return from holidays, and how did the Stolzenhine family spend their time together?
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari.
Going to the beach.
Are you a surfer now?
Yes!
Did you catch, how many waves did you catch?
100.
As fun as they were, eventually I had to say goodbye to the holidays, and did so via an emotional letter.
The walks along the beach. Ah, the walks along the beach. The drunken nights. Oh, the drunken nights. How I will remember them. Oh, actually, I don't really remember them, but that's how you know they were good, don't you?
But I still got the blues for you.
For those that are suffering the back-to-work blues, Dr. Jenny George joined us.
And as human beings, we get great mental health out of having good, solid routines. And when those get disrupted, it's actually hard for us to return and get back into our good routines again. So often there's a bit of an adjustment period. And we need to give ourselves a bit of extra time to process and get back to what is going to be normal for us this year.
Take Three for the Sea is a fantastic initiative and goes like this. Whenever you go to the beach, whether or not it's your rubbish or not, you have to take three bits of rubbish and throw it in the bin. Monica from Take Three for the Sea joined us.
Think about the animals that live in the ocean. They don't have a choice, and to them it's actually potentially very dangerous and can kill a lot of our wildlife. So, yeah, it's not a nice feeling to see rubbish in the ocean. Grab it, like, just grab it, get it out of the ocean, put it up your wetsuit sleeve or, down your swimmer top or whatever it is until you get out and get rid of it.
My mum and I reminisce about the time 35 years ago when my sister brought home a pet duck. That's right, a pet
duck.
She came home with a duck. Now, we don't have a farm or a duck farm. We don't have a pond in the back, do we?
The duck just became part of the household.
the duck took over the backyard. Donald. We call it Donald.
Donald. I remember it used to play dead.
It was this funny duck. It was a funny duck.
Yeah.
I got a new whippersnipper. I need a bit of work when it comes to edging and the likes, but luckily, the man who knows everything there is to know about grass, Grass Miyagi, gave me some tips.
It's not the size of the whippersnipper that matters.
No.
But how you use it.
Okay. Well, I know there's an art to it, but I've kind of...
It's your time. Yep. It's all angles. Don't just whippersnipper like mad.
Yeah.
Hot tip, funny boy.
Okay.
Let the grass tell you how to cut it.
And the Kinghorn Motors secret sound continues to stump the Shoalhaven.
I think it's the tape measure when you retract it.
Putting a paper in and getting it rolled in plastic in the machine for delivery.
I did think it might be fastening a zipper.
And that, my friends, is the week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.